we need to do next.
Yeah, just call Dave.
Call Dave, you know, do a three-way phone call. Let's get some of the teleconferencing set up. Okay.
All right, finish off with our homework assignment.
Simply Speaking by Dennis Williams and the last, I believe it's the last four chapters of our book. And, Jerry, do you want them to do stats from the Ignition Sequence Guide this month or next?
We want to go ahead and study those, pick them up, talk about them in your group of three. Are those stats from the Ignition Sequence Guide? How are they put together? Why are they important? Stuff like that.
Your weekly tracking sheets and then your monthly tracking sheets. And if you have questions, give me a call or give Jerry a call. We'll be happy to help.
I do have one real quick question. The new guide that Rick and Jerry have put out, that I don't believe there's a page that's in it for the monthly.
No, there's not. You're correct.
Okay. All right.
So what we'll do is we will just go with that monthly in terms of how we did it today.
Sure.
And we'll keep it simple. All right, Midwest.
Oh, Jerry, you have an announcement to make. I think there's a couple of people who do not know that you're going to be in Kansas City on Saturday. So for Kevin and Mike, Jerry will be our guest speaker in Kansas City for the NECAN kickoff.
Cool. We'll be there.
And, DJ, did you talk to Audrey about my coming there?
No, she called me. I haven't had time to call her back.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we work some scheduling issues out there. And then, Jennifer?
Call me, TJ.
You want to talk after this, Audrey?
Okay.
I'll call you after this.
Hey, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
I get to see you. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited to see you too, Jerry.
All right, bring a herd.
Hey, TJ, will you three-way me in on the call with you and Audrey, please?
Who's this?
Darren.
Darren?
Huh?
Okay. No problem.
Okay, guys.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, all you Westerners, are you here?
Yep, here.
Good evening.
All right, well, to y'all, Dave isn't such a big deal as he is to those people, but unfortunately, fortunately, Lily's just making money tonight. She's doing a wellness preview, but she may or may not be on because of the timing of that event. So that would mean we're going to have four. We want to check our teams out, see where you're at. A million little things to talk about. And we'll find out if you all... One of the bad things about having Dave on the calls is that he spills the beans on stuff he's not supposed to tell about. So I'm glad you guys weren't listening when he said that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't catch that at all.
Okay, good. All right, so let's...
Call me later, I don't tell ya.
Trouble, you're nothing but trouble.
Okay.
Taking the guy on. Okay, so this, coming up the 17th, this Saturday, who's going?
Me.
Okay, we got me going there. Who else?
Trina.
Trina's going, and Doreen's going.
Mm-hmm.
And have you guys got downline you're going to be taking, or prospects you're going to take there?
Yes.
Awesome. And then let's see here. Lily's not here. And Leslie, I didn't hear your voice. Are you going to go?
I'm here.
Oh, no, I mean, are you going to go to the event?
I'm going to try.
What's happening?
A husband that doesn't want to be left with a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're going to have to do some...
So I've got to do some work. I'm going to have some owing to do.
Okay, anyone else on the call?
Steve?
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Do you have it pegged out where you're going?
Yeah.
Where are you going to head up?
Logan. Be with Dave.
Okay, great. And as you all heard, I won't be in Spokane. I'll be in Kansas City for theirs. That's going to be quite an event. And have Jessica on here, do we? Doggone Jessica. I'm always having to call her right in the middle of this thing and get her out of bed to make sure she comes to the thing. All right, well, I'm doing that. Why don't you guys share some of the things that you, your wins. I get to hear it, but I'll be on mute on the other channel.
My win was that I got to about five of Jerry's calls on the web from the P1 calls.
Yeah, what happened to you, Steve?
I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying what happened to you the last few weeks. We haven't heard from you.
I've been listening a lot, but I just haven't spoken up since I was basically in the gallery, but I want the information, so I just...
Are you still in the gallery?
Still in the gallery, yep. But I wanted to say hi.
Oh, okay.
And let people know that the call that I have recorded, I put on the web at allswell.org/P.
Sounds great. Hi, Trina, how you doing?
I've had better days.
Really? Why?
Oh, I've just been sick, trying to get over this.
Oh, you poor thing.
Just, finally got a voice that I could actually talk.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, so.
Trina, are you on too?
I am.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, did you get my email?
I have not been able to check it recently, so I'm very
okay. Okay, well, I'll make sure and give you a call this week, and we'll get a time to set up that we can visit every week.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Jessica has just had a procedure, so she's got to be listening quietly. She can't really speak. She sort of tried to speak and got all bollocked up when I was talking to her on the phone. But she's here in... And hi, Jessica. And what we got to do now is just check. She is complete, by the way.
Woo!
So we're going to make some comparisons and see which teams are what here. So I'll start right at the top, and we'll go with Jessica, the rest of her team, and that means Kareen.
I am incomplete.
And then that would be Lily was the other person on your team, right?
No, actually, it's Jessica, Trina, and Lily.
Okay.
Yeah. Trina and Leslie are a team.
Jessica, Trina, and Lily. Okay. Trina.
I'm complete. I just got complete tonight.
By the skin of your chin, chinny, chin, chin.
The last one called me, so.
All right. Sheesh, way to go. Leslie.
Complete.
Okay, that's a big deal. And Leslie... What happened? Why change? What was the big change for you?
I realized when I was going out that I was going out, you know, out and about with people, that I was going out and doing my business and nothing else. And so I realized I had to come out of that and realize that, you know, at all times I need to be prospecting and looking and finding those people that really need it. And that's what one of the biggest changes for me was. And to stop thinking within myself. I'm being selfish by not at least trying.
Okay.
So I kind of gave myself a kick in the butt.
Well, you feel like you're pretty much out there on your own?
Yeah. I don't have any local partners.
And that's really what we had on our last call, and it was very inspiring because in that Midwest call right now, we've got two groups that... Well, one combined in the North Kansas City area, there's wellness previews in Kansas City, but they decided that they really wanted to do wellness previews their way. They were really thinking there wasn't enough energy in the local wellness preview. They started doing their own way. How many of you would consider doing that?
Oh, yeah. Rena?
Yeah. You would, all over, right?
I actually have with the body balance, not like a wellness home. But.
And you were like cranked up doing it.
Oh, yeah, it was extremely exciting.
it was almost a shock to you that it was fun, right?
Oh yeah, I shocked myself.
And that's exactly what happened to those other groups. And Leslie,
yeah,
you're down there, and this is actually, I think, a deterrent sometimes. When you got Brody Craney and you got Bart Cotter and the other guy, Sean Catmull, and then Pax, you got all these diamonds and royal diamonds down there. I think three royal diamonds and a diamond.
Yep,
Clyde Pack.
Yeah, Clyde Pack. So you've got all of those people down there, and sometimes I think that's a detriment. Why would you think I'd say that?
Because it seems too far off. And the way they do business is different than how you do it when you're younger.
That's very, very profound. That's a really good statement. Corrine, do you have any idea what she's talking about?
Not really.
Okay. What we're saying is that if you have a town full of people where, you notice how I've been backing off and not doing the local wellness previews, Corrine?
Mm-hmm.
And when you see some of the silvers and golds and stuff doing wellness previews, does it make you feel more like you could get up there and do it, or when we have the big pins up there?
I'd say more like the silvers and gold, like Sherry up last week just getting to retire. I mean, that's amazing.
Good, because it's really something that's become something of a fallback to our old lifestyles, and as a fallback to our old lifestyles, we think that you have to have the most polished presentation in order to be in front of the group. And that's damaging. It makes it very difficult for us to get our groups up and get them running, because we're never creating a place for Trina to be able to get up in front of a group and start. And Trina, you know, that was a lot of years actually before you had the opportunity to step up front and start to become what you were built to be, right?
Yeah, that was the first time, and the length of time that I've been with Nikki, that was the first time that I actually got in front of people that I did not know and get out of my comfort zone.
And now we need to learn that we need to push our little eaglets out of the nest a lot faster, because the most exciting previews are generally done by people who have been in for less than 6 months. Or at those lower ranks. So, just as Corrine was saying, was it Janny or Sherry, or who was doing the preview last week?
Sherry.
And it just felt a whole lot, I mean, it's like the excitement level goes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be as polished. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just subtle, but has anybody ever watched college football and then turned and watched pro football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is more exciting?
Pro.
I think college.
College is just quicker. They can make crazy
more heart
moves. There's more heart. The pros are like giant Clydesdales out there bashing against each other. And they're slower. They're more predictable. It's just wild times at Ridgemont High when the college kids get out there. It's just it's kind of more fun being in the stands. It's big business for the pros, and in college, it's just everybody's got a shot. I think it's pretty neat. So you're right, Kareen, that the pros are really impressive. But boy, that makes it seem, you know, I think a lot more people could say, well, shoot, I think I could walk on at that small college and play. And I think that's why it's partly exciting to them. Okay, let's go through and check out and see if you all are getting anything out of our tapes and our reading. And so I'm going to start out with Steve. You've been reading and listening all along, like you're right in part of the group.
I've just been listening.
Okay.
I'm going from memory because I've gone through it three times.
All right. Then I'm going to go ahead and pop this out to Trina. I really salute you for having this sickness and you're on the call tonight. What did you pick up from the reading?
From the reading, I really liked chapter. Let me go do it really quick because I highlighted some stuff. I really liked chapter 10 and 11. 10 was 27 prospects later. I liked how they were talking the whole booth thing. The gal was she wanted to get a booth for her business, and they were sold out. So instead, what she did was she just went through each booth and was telling them that she wanted to get a booth, but they were sold out. And then she was asking them about the show, and then she'd ask them, do you think that my company would do well at a show like this? And I thought that was awesome because, what are they going to ask you? Well, what's your company about? So that's what chapter 10 and chapter 11 was how to effectively tell your story. And I got just a ton of stuff out of there on your story, on how to, I knew, as far as what's expected, with your story, you tell your story, blah, blah, blah. But in here, it tells the details, your story should include, your name, where you live, your background, your occupation, your product, and your money. But what was really cool about it was a question in here that was, instead of earning $500 in a home-based business, ask yourself, what am I doing with the $500? I really like that because, people are always thinking money, but when you have the money, what would you do with it?
Put it in the general fund, and then you'd be in the same place a month later.
Exactly. So both those chapters were pretty powerful for me.
Cool. I asked the right person then. Leslie, what did you get out of the reading?
I think what I got the most was in chapter 12, and the fact that they talked about being a salesman, and a lot of us think, okay, well, I've got to have all these techniques down, and these guys that they study for, 3, 4, 10 years to be salesmen, they follow all these guys around for 15 years and think they become great salesmen when that's not what we need to do. And that there's no reason for us to be perfect salesmen. There's other ways to do it.
Yeah, and we just described that the dumbest among us are probably the ones that will have the greatest effect in a wellness preview.
Yep.
Green, what did you like out of the reading?
I actually liked what about the instead of earning $500, saying how much you earn, how it's changing your lifestyle is what hit me the most in that specific chapter. It was just exactly. You can say how much you've made, but if you're saying you made an extra $500 a month to somebody who's making $10,000 a month, that's nothing. But if you can say, yeah, I'm going to get to go on an extra vacation this year to Cancun or wherever, right on. That's
awesome.
Tell about the lifestyle change more than just the dollar.
So, Corrine, you're brand new through this. Do you think it's a good book to be presenting to brand new people? Do you think it's at their level?
I think it is. It's actually kind of hard for me to stop after 4 chapters, so I get a little. I try not to get carried away, and I'll try and reread them. But it was hard for me to stop at chapter 13 and not just finish the book. And then, of course, I would be like, "Oh well, I just keep talking about the other chapters I liked." We're not there yet. So yeah, I think it's a great book. I think it's definitely harder for me to stop and not just start over and reread it.
Okay, then how about our tape that we had this last week? We'll start back at the top again and go with Trina.
I had a question with that because when I was listening into the last call, they said that their homework was Dennis Williams safely speaking. I thought that was last week's.
Yep, same.
Yeah, yes, you're right. And so we did do simply speaking for this one. And she gets those she gets goofed up because she listens to the this week's and last week's at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if I listened to the wrong one or...
Throws them all over the place, so...
Okay.
So let her rip, simply speaking.
What I liked, for, first of all, I love Dennis Williams. I like how calm of a speaker he is and how well he defines every aspect. And he makes it sound like, you know, just because what was, like, really huge is, like, the amount of people that he got in 1 year. And you could kind of, even though you weren't in the room, but you could kind of hear the audience in the background or the people that he was doing the preview for.
Mm-hmm.
When he told them that he had 700 in his downline the first year. And he's like, but that's not impossible, because if you sponsored one person a month for 12 months, you would have over 4,000. He goes, so we didn't do anything that was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So that part got me, and the other part he was talking about where he was, you know, that he thought that he had to change his story every week to get people in there, but he was noticing that that was the same people all the time. So he thought, okay, I only need one story, and by him just telling his one story every week, it brought in new people instead of the same ones. And then the method of, what he was saying about Negan, you really need to know what it is and what it's not. So, if, you know, when people ask you, the understanding of what it is and what it's not. And then the other thing was the 90% and 10%, 10% of attitude, 90% of how we react to it. That's pretty much what I got out of.
God, you pay close attention, don't you?
Yeah, I did.
That's good. Every week you just kind of dig into this stuff. Do you take notes or just this is off the top of your
head? I have a notebook especially for this call.
And for those of you who are listening in the gallery, there's actually a section in our workbook every week for writing it down. But if you're like me, I never write in books. I'm trying to do that more often, but that's what the doggone thing made for. And we can download another page if we want to, so I'm going to try to start doing that. It's just writing in my book. Okay, then, Corrine, you get to go second on this one, so you don't get all the good lines used up before you have to go.
That is actually my incomplete.
Okay.
I did not get this.
All right. So Leslie's going to make this so compelling that you'll just go, dude, I got to read. Oh, I got to listen to that one.
Yeah.
Okay, hit her right between the eyes, Leslie.
So this is the second for Dennis Williams, right?
Right.
My favorite part about Dennis Williams is his story. I love the story. I love that someone kept bugging him for 6 months, that he was dirt poor and barely making it. I love that he quit his job and just went for it. To me, Dennis Williams, it's his story. And I will never, ever forget his story. And I think, you know, you look at guys like that and you think, okay, you know what? He deserved it. You know, I deserve it too. I have a good story. I want to be almost like him. You know, and, you know, and it's the same thing with Dave Johnson. It's his story. You know what? He spent 15 years in MLMs. I don't need to do the research. He did it for me. So for me, my favorite part about Dennis Williams will always be his story.
Well stated. Now I'm going to go through the group, as big as it is, and we miss your input there, but we know now that Jessica is fixed, and her voice will come back roaring. Jessica's had a very, very big week, and here's some cool stuff. One of the things that we do at the end of every month in our P1s is to come back and take a look at how we did last month. And if we go to page 12, no, page 16 in our workbook, there are four categories that we check out and see how our progress is doing. We need to know that progress because we need to know, are we on track for making the dollars that we want to make? So the question is, at this point every month, the first one is, did anybody sign up in your group? You're going to give me a number. How many people in your group signed up and bought some product? The second one is going to be, how many signed up and bought enough products to go senior. They're a player. They're somebody who wants to be a business builder. The third group is going to be those who got on. Anybody in your group started AutoShip, real important on AutoShip. The fourth is somebody who started and became a preferred customer. So we're a little bit different than the book, but I'll walk you through these and see how we did. There is no right or wrong answer, and as we went with our P2 class this morning, I asked them a kind of a similar series, but their responses come in terms of how many contacts did you make, how many of those people moved further down through the pipeline, and the final question is, and this is all we care about in P2, who got in? What we found with our P2s, who actually four platinums in that group, that are really resurgent and doing very well in their businesses right now, we went across the board and we had as many as probably 70 who were first-time contacts. These people are complete plus, and there's a lot of contacts going on. 70 people, and then probably about 55 of them went from one phase to the next, but for the third week in a row, we only had one person that was signed up. So it told us where we needed to work, and I'm going to go over a little bit of a drill we did with them today, and I think it's real important. It really doesn't, the numbers matter only in that it helps us to determine which area we want to look and focus our efforts on. So I'm going to start with Trina. How many people joined your group this last month that bought product?
Like one that signed up and bought product, or both? I had one sign up, but I'm not sure if she bought product.
Okay. So that's an area that jumps right out at us and says we want to make sure if they're going to sign up and not buy product, why not let's just sell them product in the first place? Because they're not going to do anything, and we can pretty well assure that because they don't have anything to do it with. How about those people that got on, anybody on AutoShip? This last month?
This month, no.
No new AutoShips, and then how about those that went to the preferred customer?
None.
Okay. Leslie, how many on signed up and bought product?
I'm zero on all of them.
Okay. And let's go to Corrine.
One, and she bought product, but she's not signed up for AutoShip.
Was that the blonde lady this last week?
No, she's on. That's the one I signed up, Jerry.
Oh, good.
I was
Karine signed up. Karine signed up her mom in January.
Okay. Great, Karine. Your family is growing.
Yes.
Nice to have
great.
A little downline going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where do you all think we want to focus our discussion this week on which of the categories do you think we want to really focus on?
Well, for me, it would be, you know, the people that I'm signing up, making sure that I'm training them in the right spots, meaning, you know, when you ask them what number they're at, make sure that you're going after that and not more than what they want or less than what they want.
That's very good. That's very close to what we're going to be talking about. And what I'm very pleased is that Leslie, you turned a corner here. There's a lot of implications in the fact that you turned the corner, that you now came to the call complete. You have a little different view of what it is that we do out there every day. And in terms of what we do every day, and as you get this thing up and rolling and rocking, you've learned that there's less stress in talking to people. Is that true?
Yeah.
And part of it is because, as you said, and I think it was an important thing to reiterate, you were going places where you were supposed to be. Is that what you were saying? I was changing how I was going out. Okay. And so what was that mindset now, the new mindset?
The new mindset is that I'm always prospecting.
Okay, so you're not just going to the store to get butter.
I'm always in such a go-get-it-done mode that it's a lot of work for me to really stop and slow down and visit with someone.
Ah.
So I've got to get out of that mode of my business, my trips to the store, not just trips to the store.
Good. And when you, what are some of the situations where you were able to bring it up with people?
Most of them were just, we went out to eat on Saturday, and so there was a waitress there. It basically just any type of going grocery shopping. I mean, really simple things.
Did your husband think you were nuts when you were out to eat and you brought it up?
You know, he doesn't, and it's because I don't go overboard. I try to make it quick and simple and easy, and so if I know I don't irritate him, that means I know I don't irritate the people I'm talking to.
What a great way to think about it. Oh, brother. These people who just don't have a vision yet.
Right.
They will. Okay, then let's find out something, and this was really a fun drill for me to do this morning, even on the last call, because it really revealed some things. What is it that, for the three of you, when you start somebody up, brand new, what's the first few things you're going to do with them? And I kind of half hate to put you on the spot, but I kind of actually like to do that too. So I'm going to start with Karina and not let you have anybody in front of you.
How did I know? I'm guessing you take them through the admission sequence launch.
Good. Very good. So what are the first pieces of that from your memory? Do you know? Did you do it with your mom?
I have this thing in front of me. I'm the chief.
Okay, good.
First, you want to become a member, so all the application and everything, and then you want to know what they want from their business, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I'm going to skip ahead to where I had found it. You wrote it, the guy wrote it down from when you said it. It's easier that way.
Uh-huh. Well, this is going to be good because we're going to come... We're going to come back to you in a minute and see if you can follow through and see if the others get it right by memory.
Oh.
Okay. So, Leslie, what would you do if you signed somebody up? What were the first few things you would do?
Page 3 out of the workbook.
Oh, Leslie, you learned. Which is?
Which is their why.
And I'm going to slightly tweak that just a little bit, but not in order. There's just something really cool I'm going to add to that in a minute. What's the next thing you would do to them? Or with
page
them?
4.
Page 4 does what?
It tells them, they decide where they want to be, if they want to be a consumer, part-time, full-time, yeah. They know what to expect from themselves, and you know what to expect from them.
Do you feel comfortable in that you could approach somebody that's brand new with those steps in order?
Well, yeah, it's easy. You don't have to ask him. You just give him a piece of paper and say, mark one.
Okay. Would you be find it easier to do with your own people or somebody else's?
Somebody else's.
Uh-huh. I think that's the answer for most people. Trina, would you rather do it with somebody else's or your own?
I'm going to go with both.
So you're feeling pretty confident.
I have to do it with both.
Yeah, what
she
would
has
you...
no fear.
I do. Very, very little.
It's not that I have no fear. It's just really small.
You just say it doesn't get in the way of her dreams.
That's great.
There.
I love that comment. So what's your order of events?
Mine?
Yep.
mine would be the same. You sign them up, you do page 3.
pays for, you know, the commitment, and then page 5 or 10, depending on what number they want to be at, and then making sure that they have information information in their hands every 24 to 48 hours, so that they're not they're not losing the interest.
Okay, now here's the only difference between your group and the P2s. Every one of the P2s has said three things. One of them is getting them their products on the way, their auto ship, and the 100 name list. Can you see if you add those things in that you get more dollars in the hole, in the hopper?
Can you repeat those for me, Gary, while I write them down?
Okay. You're going to have, you're going to get them, their products on the way, get them on auto ship, and get their 100 name list.
So, Jerry, what, as far as auto ship and 100 name list, I don't have a problem in that one. But so what are they saying as far as getting people their products on the way?
Well, that's a great point, because it's got to be part of the system or it'll fall down, right?
Mm-hmm.
If any one of you is uncomfortable in what comes next and why, you won't do it. If you won't do it, then nobody, no volume comes in, no volume comes in, no one makes rank advancements, and nobody wins the game or gets paid or any of the stuff that we're kind of looking forward to having happen. So that means if we end up with how do we get these whys out of people, or where do we get it from? How do you close on them? How do you determine what kind of products they need in their own business startup? Well, let's play a little game here and apply some things that are sort of automatics and see if you kind of get it. Would, if they say they're a two, which products do they get?
They're a two. Probably just like they're, well,
things they want to try out.
Yeah, whatever they saw in the meeting or they saw in the book or
whatever they think would help them.
That's right. When you're a two, then can you all see where this is, where a lot of people are going to get stuck, is trying to recommend which products go for which people in which situations?
Yeah.
And if that becomes a sticking point, people will freeze up and not do it, because they just, they won't just get it on the way. Now, that's why a two is a gold plus, because can you imagine that most districts want their people to be three or higher?
Oh, yeah.
But if the folks that are signing up don't see why they should be three or higher, and we don't know, then we got a problem, because we haven't defined where they're at. How about if they're a four, what products do they need?
The starter pack.
Starter pack.
Oh, that came pretty quick out of two of you. Starter pack. Why'd you say that?
Because how can you do the business without the product?
Yep. How are you going to show people something that you don't have, or tell them that they need to get it if you don't have it?
So isn't that weird that y'all are more confident in what they should get as a four than you are as a two?
Yeah. We don't want to.
But you know what? The twos almost always turn into fours and fives.
Yeah, I can see that. They do. Ones and twos.
Well, we get scared when someone just wants to take it slow and easy and we're ready to hop and go. But see, we forget. Isn't it amazing how quickly we forget that we were like that in the beginning, too?
Oh, good point.
That we couldn't see the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we expect them to get in 15 minutes what it took you six wellness previews and your sister bugging you forever to get.
Yep.
Then we get depressed when they don't get it.
And we lose hope in them, and then we stop contacting them, and then they can, they know it. They can tell. The pressure has got to be off let them decide what they want. Okay, great, let's do it. And, you know, and call them up and say, hey, how's it going? You know, how are your products? Are they working for you?
You
see
know,
how easy it is for me to tell you that?
That's right. And you could just get on with Trina and say, Trina, it's logical, and you do this next. And then you put down the phone and say, thank God it wasn't me that was going to have to do that stuff. Kind of universally applicable around here. Okay, we're going to get to the root of this. We're going to make this work. And here's the effect. Here's what we need to know. Oh, I'll add one more. I'll make it even worse before I finish it off. What does five get?
Almost home.
Hey, Leslie, where are you? You should have jumped on that one quick.
I think it's Wellness Home or Starter Pack.
Okay,
I think both of them are a great start.
Starter Pack on your way to a Wellness Home.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, the completion pack now, it makes so much more sense the way they're doing it now, that you can complete it really easily. And, you know, I think both can work really good to get someone a good business partner.
This is interesting.
Well, no, I'd have to kind of, they both work, but, you know, if you're wanting it to be your primary income and you're wanting to build this and, you know, and reach whatever rank, I think that in order for you to tell other people about a wellness home, you have to have a wellness home.
It's very true.
Kareen, can you imagine why they're stuck here?
Because they want everybody to buy.
Ooh. How long you been in this?
October.
That's an awesome statement. And not an indictment on them. It's just, tell me what you mean by that.
Because you want them to. You know what the products are, because Trina had to pound the same thing into me. It's like she wanted me to have them to do what they were. And now I have them, and I'm like, I have to get these things. But, you know, you still have to understand at some point that people will kind of want to get their feet wet first. Not very many people just run off the end of the dock.
Well, and I'm coming from the perspective that
they get their feet wet.
Yeah, and you're going to hate me when I say this, Jerry, that the $5,000 is a lot for some people. And that means that it's a lot for me. So,
you know what? You're right, though. You're absolutely right, because even though that, yes, if you're five and you should get, you know, the whole thing is, the concept is selling a wellness home. But when I do talk to people, I do realize that a lot of people that I do talk to can't just drop a $5,000 like that. I mean, it was a lot for me. It's a lot for me, too, a lot of money, because I'm like, gosh, I could pay off a lot of bills with this. But when I have introduced it to people, the only reason why I mention product, because I won't loan my products out. If they're telling someone else about it and the person says, oh, well, you know, can I try them out? I mean, granted, I'll go with them to do a, you know, like an in-home or like that. But if I'm not there, if I'm out of town doing something else, I want that person to be able to have products on hand that they can show other people. But they don't necessarily need me there, right, you know, if I'm out of town, that they could do it on their own.
That's very true. That I see, yep.
So that's why I think it's not about selling the product. It's about having product in hand when you are talking to someone, or if you're doing a small preview, or even a one-on-one, you know, having, you know, the infos.
That was the number one selling product
for a lot of years, and you can.
Well, that also means I hear exactly what you're saying, because what happens is, if that means that they end up depending on you, and that's not what you want. It's not independent.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But what if they whine?
I have one of those, Jerry. I have a gal that's like that. And I just plug her you're into other people that fit her, not necessarily wine. She just has a lot of technical questions, and I don't really know how to describe her, but I plug her into other people that are like her.
Good.
That kind of just, that I don't want to say it gets me off the hook, but I can just tell her, oh, okay, you have that question, let's call this person up. I introduced her, well, you met her, but I introduced her to three other people that night, ones that had, you know, similar, that they could relate in a lot of aspects.
Mm-hmm. You're good, that's perfect.
Calling them off or being rude or, so.
All right, no, it's part of actually what we're supposed to do, and it's in the answer to a lot of the things that you guys are doing a tremendous job of making the logic and putting the logic together to make this thing right and work and all that. But wouldn't it be fun if there was a way to resolve these problems?
Absolutely.
And come with a way that you could really know what to recommend to somebody. Well, here's part of the big answer. Depends on what they want. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by what they want?
Well, you can't make a horse drink water if it doesn't want to. You can help them along the way, or you know, help it along the way, or show it, but you can't force it. You can only guide it.
So, if we're going to bring these people to a knowledge of, it comes down to what they want. Make sense?
Right.
How do we find out what they want?
Ask questions.
And when do we ask the question? Here's what we found in our P2 call. We discovered that the reason, in large measure, a lot of these P2s were not signing people up, getting them far enough through the process so they get to the point where they are signing up, was that they were waiting to find out their why until after the people signed up. When would be a better time to know their why?
Beginning
of what?
In the beginning of even trying to recruit them. I mean, like, when you're prospecting, you're out there talking to them, you can't introduce the business to them if you don't know their why. I mean, I guess you can, but it doesn't put a passion behind it.
Absolutely. So, can you see why Rick in the new Ignition Sequence Guide took out page 3?
Yep. I don't know. I didn't see the old page 3.
The old page 3 said, what is your intent for building an Ekin business? And page 4 was kind of redundant, saying, which one do you choose, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Uh-huh.
And it seemed a little redundant, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
So where would be the very best time to know about somebody's why? And how do you get that why out of them? Wouldn't it be neat if there was always a place where you knew that you could get their why and a way to get it? That's been a really difficult one for years for people to try to define, is how do you find out what somebody really wants? Because most people have lost the ability to dream, they don't know what they want. And because they don't know what your in their reality, in their world, there is nothing they can apply to their world that will take them from where they are to where they want to go, so they quit dreaming. Does everybody agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
So if we come out and ask them the question, what are you dreaming about? The right and appropriate answer for them would be nothing.
Yeah, I actually had that happen. My first ABC I did when I joined up. It was my best friend. So what are your dreams? Nothing. Everything's fine.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, I was in shock. What?
nothing?
You're flipping through your ignition sequence guide and saying, that's not an answer in here. Try one in the book.
I was really sad.
So here's an interesting one. If you're talking to people straight out from the shoot then, and you say, tell me what you like about what you're doing. And so let's pick, oh, geez, there's so few of you to pick on today. Leslie, tell me what you like about your life now.
What do I like about my life right now?
Your pre-Nikan life.
My pre-Nikan, what I liked?
Yeah.
I liked that my job was challenging mentally and that the money was pretty good.
Were you working from home?
No, not before.
Okay, and then you just started having babies? Or well, did you have kids at that time?
We had one, and as soon as I went back to work, I said, okay, we got to sell the house, and I got to get home sooner. So it was a year when I quit, a year old.
Okay, so it kind of gradually just wore on until you just couldn't do it anymore?
Yeah.
And what was it you liked about your job?
The money was pretty good, and that I liked that the job was challenging. I enjoyed what I did.
Okay. And what parts of it did you enjoy?
I enjoyed the actual work part, like the figuring out programming, because I was a programmer, and I actually liked to find, you know, trying to solve a problem or create a program when it was just me and the computer.
Okay. So it was, once it worked, right?
Yeah.
Did you like the environment, the people, the place you were working?
I liked the people. I hated that someone had to tell me when I could and could not be on the phone.
Oh. Okay.
That was my biggest trial.
Was there a particular time when that really, really irked you the most, or is it just kind of like, why did that come up?
Because I'm female, I'm social, and when there's nobody at home to do stuff during the day, when everything happens after the day, I need to make personal calls during the day. I have family that I actually like and like to talk to, so I hated that I couldn't do anything without someone around me hearing me and complaining about it and me getting in trouble for it.
So the last
little bit of my work, I never ever once did a personal call. I hated it, every day of it. I felt like I was, like, absolutely consumed with, yeah, can you tell me how much I hated it?
Yeah.
It's like I couldn't be me. What, so I'm working and I'm doing my job and my none of my work's falling apart and all my stuff's working and everybody that works with me loves me and you're complaining about the fact that I'm on the phone too much? Well, okay.
Okay. So now, let's see. Leslie, you told me you wanted to do something desperately from home. That you were deadly serious that you wanted to get this done. So because you want to make good money and do some great problem solving, working with people. And you didn't like, and you want to be in a situation where nobody's going to tell you when is appropriate to talk to family. The family is going to be more important to you in your new position than some rule at work. And that you could do anything that you needed to do, whether it was for your soul or your family or your heart, at any time you want. Is that right?
Yep.
Now, how serious are you about changing and getting that done?
Very serious.
So now, did you want to start kind of slow and build up with this, or did you want to start right at the top, make things happen about twice as fast and make twice as much money along the way?
I want it to go as fast as possible.
Welcome to the team. What's the correct spelling of your name? Did you guys all get that?
Yeah. It wasn't very hard for me to spill the beans, was it?
And what two questions did I ask?
What do you like about what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what don't you like about it? Or I don't even think you got to that.
Yeah, well, you brought it up, so I just ran with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying that.
But, what was she was doing was I was saying, can you pass me that crowbar so I can squeeze you into this little hole right here? He's going, you want this bigger one? Now, what, can you see where it's much more powerful to have the why before you ever start the recruiting?
Yep. Well, and by saying, what are your dreams? It's too big for them at that point.
You're right. They don't know what that means, and some of them have not given themselves permission to answer that question. They don't know who they're supposed to ask to get permission, but they know they're not supposed to be able to answer that question. Now you notice that what I did eventually was I assisted her to get what she wanted in the first place, because she started ranting and raving, and I thought, well, I better give this to her. She's going to explode on the phone. I better get her signed up. And she already told me that she wanted to start with a bigger package.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like that?
Yeah. Yes. Very simple. Very duplicatable.
And who did the selling?
He did.
Me.
Yeah, what she did was she was just describing what she was ready to buy. See how it takes all the questions out of our previous discussion? What should a five have? Well, we just say, do you want to start slow and kind of build this timidly, or do you want to just kind of come out of the chute roaring and get this thing done and get on track and make this happen and get the big stuff and just do it right the first time? What are people mostly going to say? Yeah, you know, I just want to crawl along and get stepped on a few times and die of thirst in the wilderness before I ever get broken free.
Okay, so Jay, rephrase the, what your you know, do you want to start slow or do you want to start immediately? So you've asked them what they don't like about their job, and kind of you reiterate it. So, well, this is what you don't like, and this is what you'd like to change. What's your question about the slowly changing or change fast?
Well, once they give you a buying signal, which I had to get from you, which I said, are you deadly serious about change, or how serious are you about getting this done and moving on to something else?
Okay.
And so if you're saying, oh, I'm serious as a heart attack, I mean, this is it and it's now and I've been working on this for a long, long time. Well, what you're saying is, I'm ready to go. Now, if I say, then which way would you like to start? Do you want to start kind of slow and build up, or do you want to really just come out of the chute with all your guns blazing and get this done twice as fast with the same amount of work and make twice as much money in return? And then if you say, well, I want to get this done fast, great. What's the proper spelling of your name or the legal spelling of your name?
Okay, that's what I want to know.
All right, you guys see what we're doing now is that I want you to go out this week and perceive this in a little bit different way, and that is perceive it as if you can get somebody to tell you with passion what they really, 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 really want, then don't say, well, that's awesome. Now, what I need to do is to really have you go home and pray at least for 3 weeks about this. Talk to your financial advisor who knows nothing about this. Talk to your mother-in-law's next-door neighbor who once heard about a magnet put on the refrigerator and it caused somebody to get cancer of the brain. Wait till you get all that information. It's saying, are you serious about doing this? How serious? All right. I don't want to prolong your misery, so let's just get this filled out. You won't get it right away, but it's sure worth practicing and thinking around with, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Easy questions. Okay, this next week, finish your book off, and we will be without a CD because you already are. We didn't get it off of the call, unless you guys pulled one off the call.
They wanted you to watch the first book too, and Believing in Yourself by Dennis Williams.
Oh, good. So Believing in Yourself by Dennis Williams and First Look. Okay, good. All right, you guys are
Bye,
terrific.
Girl.
Let's get some money in the hole.
No, that's fine.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jerry.